Can you talk a little bit about exactly what happens with the procedure and what the complications are?
Yeah. Basically, this is a procedure where you're trying to remove all the gross disease that you can see and leave, very similar to ovarian cancer, very minimal disease behind. So you're trying to achieve what we call an R0 resection, which is leaving no disease behind, or certainly leaving less than a centimeter of disease behind. It can be a long, long surgery. It's very tedious surgery, so you have to have a lot of patients in the operating room. And following that resection, then there's the placement of intraperitoneal chemotherapy. Most of the chemotherapy used in the past has been mitomycin C. Some individuals have used 5-FU cisplatinum, even in colorectal carcinoma. And then there are different ways of administering it. The intraperitoneal hypothermic perfusion actually uses a perfusion machine very similar to the machines used in cardiac bypass surgery. Temperature is important because it's hypothermic, usually 41 degrees centigrade. And then there's the time interval of how long you usually do that. Is it an hour? Is it 90 minutes? And so these type of issues, I think, are the issues that can be answered in a clinical trial.
When exactly is the infusion done relative to the surgery?
It's done in the operating room while a patient is still asleep. Once you've completed your cytoreductive surgery, the chemotherapy is placed intra-abdominally, the abdomen is closed, the perfusion is started, and it takes either an hour and a half or 2 hours to do it.
And how are these patients post-op?
It can be rough. In our experience, which is not great experience, our patients fortunately have done very well. They've gotten out of the hospital in about 10 to 12 days. Again, Paul Sugarbaker has the most experience with this. He's done a lot of publications on this. There can be complications like any surgery, but in good experienced hands, just like any major surgery, patients have low morbidity and have good outcomes. And now the question is, can this be demonstrated prospectively in a multi-center trial? And I hope we're able to do it.